anytime there's an injustice in the Jewish community, he's the first. The first guy, you know, John said the word earlier, Corleones, I guess, the Italian. In Hebrew, it's Beitzim. That's a big set of balls. And that's what Dov Hyken's got. He's got a big set of balls. You mess with the Jews, he's going to be there.
And they ain't matzo balls.
No, they ain't. So with that said, here he is, our dear friend on this celebratory day, the great Dov Hyken. Good morning, Dov.
Great to be with both of you, Bernie, Sid. Always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to have pleasure. You too. So what I said is true, Dov. Anytime is an injustice. You and I have been together on a bunch of events outside the library, outside the New York Times, most recently the SNL situation. Anytime there's an injustice, you are out there front and center defending the Jews. But as I came to find Dov and we had that wonderful Shabbos dinner, and my family met your beautiful family, that is something you've been doing for the better part of 50 years.
Yeah, look, you know, being there for other people, being warm to people, caring about people, standing up for the things that you believe in, regardless of how the wind is blowing, you know, that's sort of when your parents went through the Holocaust, when your mother's a survivor of Auschwitz, when you never had grandparents, it makes you into a certain kind of person, and I hope that I'm that kind of person. Standing up, speaking out when I see some of the horrible things that are going on facing the Jewish people. And, you know, happy birthday, the State of Israel. What a remarkable country. I mean, it's if you really just sit back and think, this is a country of 9 million people only, 9.3 million people. This is a country that the UN in its annual, you know, they have this, like, happiest countries in the world. I mean, can you imagine that? Israel is the 12th happiest nation in the world of close to 200 nations. This is a nation that is surrounded by enemies, always facing the challenge of those who want to annihilate her. Let's remember, Iran has said again and again, we want to destroy the State of Israel. So they are the happiest, you know, the 12th happiest group of people in the world. And the success of that country, guys, I mean, how do you explain it? I mean, 10% of the people of Israel work in high tech. 12% of the people are involved in education. By the way, that's the great secret of the Jewish people. It really is. It's very simple. Yeah. We're not smarter than anyone. Trust me, we're all the same. But, you know, when education is the most important thing in everyone's life, from the day, you know, I remember as a father, you know, I used to be at Barnes & Noble every single week buying books for my kids, whether they were reading them or not, you know, always buying books, reading, studying, and working. So the State of Israel, you know, God bless them. I mean, it's a remarkable place. You got, you know, when you go there and you look and you see, with all the complications and difficulties, and it's not perfect, you know, there are a lot of problems everywhere in the world. But what a remarkable country. So happy birthday, 73rd year.
Absolutely right. Dov Hyken on the Bernie and Sid Show. You're right about the instilling the Israelis and the Jewish people instill education, respect, the concept of delay of gratification, all that stuff. And as far as Israel goes, yes, it's often been said they took an arid piece of land and turned it into an oasis. Unbelievably, against all odds. And Dov Hyken, though, let me get into something topical here today, which is the Anti-Defamation League. Now, it used to be Abraham Foxman. They would fight all perceived and real injustices towards the Jews in the United States. Of late, though, the ADL, for example, with anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party, they were silent on that. And just recently, Tucker Carlson made some comments. He said that America should emulate Israel's policy on immigration, and the Anti-Defamation League and Jonathan Greenblatt came out, and he said that Tucker should be fired for saying that. Abraham Foxman, the now retired leader of the ADL, came out and said, no. Tucker Carlson is fine. He's not anti-Semitic. Leave him alone. So there's a rift. What to make of the Anti-Defamation League today in the United States?
Well, the Anti-Defamation League today with Greenblatt, who's a former official in the Obama administration, let's just remember that, he works for the Democratic Party. He should just get a job with the Biden administration and stop pretending that he is, you know, fighting for the Jewish people and protecting me. He's not protecting me. The ADL does not represent me. What they did with Tucker Carlson was so freaking outrageous.
All right.
I mean, it was such chutzpah to do what they did.
I knew you would know all about this. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I've been watching Greenblatt getting involved in things way beyond the ADL. You know, just, I mean, you know, not Tucker Carlson has to, you know, get out of Fox. It's Greenblatt that's got to get out of the ADL as fast as possible.
No doubt.
Because otherwise we're not safe. We, the Jewish people, are not safe with Greenblatt at the ADL.
Nope, 100%. No, we are in total agreement.
That's great.
Yeah, we miss the old days of the ADL and the JDL, quite frankly, which I used to hang out with every now and then when I went to Solomon Schechter, the Yeshiva High School. So going back to that.
Oh, boy, don't get me into that. You know that.
I know.
I was involved in the Soviet jury movement. I was out on the streets fighting for the right of, you know, I was fighting for human rights.
Yep.
For Jews in the Soviet Union. I was arrested 5 times in New York at the Soviet mission, you name it, fighting for our people. And everyone should fight for justice. That's the way we should be. Everyone should play a role. But, you know, the ADL, forget about it. I mean, it's just, by the way, who decided at the ADL to get rid of Tucker Carlson? By the way, did they have a vote? Was it the board of directors?
No.
Was it the membership?
No.
Who the hell decided? One guy woke up in the middle of the night and wanted to be popular among progressive leftists and the Democratic Party. He decided Tucker Carlson must go? Who the hell is he?
There he is, Dov Hyken. So going back to the Shabbos dinner, you met Gabriel, my son, and you know that Gabriel.
By the way, your kids are amazing, and I mean that. Your daughter, whoa, baby! I mean, she is smart, deep, thoughtful.
You.
I mean, you guys should have a lot of what we call, you know, Sid and Bernie, nachas. A lot of nachas. That means pleasure. They are extraordinary kids.
Thank you.
And you and your wife deserve tremendous credit.
Well, as do you. Your family is beautiful, too. But, you know, we talked about his bar mitzvah. You even offered to help him out. But you said, we're going to Israel in November to celebrate his bar mitzvah. And you said you would even go with us. So the question is, I've never been to Israel. I know a lot of Jewish people, my friends, who have never been to Israel. You would say, is it absolutely a must that every Jewish person at least once makes their way to Israel?
By the way, Bernie, if they go once, Sid, if they go once, they're going again. Because when you're there and you see, you know, the stories in the newspapers, this and that, when you go there and you see what is going on in that country, you will be blown away. You will come back so proud, Jew or non-Jew. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, I am, after, 100 trips in my life, and I'll be back there in a couple of weeks. It is a remarkable nation. You will be blown away. The people are friendly. The people are warm. It is safe. So should everyone go at least once? Yes. You go once, you will automatically book your tickets for the next flight.
I love that. Hey, listen, Dov, it's great to have you on this celebratory day. You are such an inspirational figure for the Jewish people, such a wonderful man. Thank you for enjoying this day with us, and we'll talk to you and see you again real soon. Thank you, Dov.
L'chaim.
Sid and Bernie, thanks for doing this kind of show. It is remarkable, and it is beautiful, and you guys show the way, the leadership, and God bless both of you.
God bless you. That is the great Dov Hyken.
Yes. And-